Hi, Marty Lurie here, Pablo Sandoval. A very important day in history, baseball history, social history, the debut of Jackie Robinson. I know you've got thoughts about it.
Man, you know, it means a lot for us, especially Afro-American Latin player. You know, that guy been through a lot of things in baseball and never give up to give us opportunity to be here. You know, he trusts in the process and he trusts what he's feeling in his heart and his family always supporting him. He do it for baseball.
How do you like wearing number 42?
It's a special. It's a special. The last guy wore was Mariano Rivera. He's in the Hall of Fame. But, you know, wearing number 42 means a lot for me. It means a lot for a lot of players that have been through a lot of things in minor leagues and in his career. And, you know, wearing that number means a lot because it's a guy been through a lot and always worked hard and always cared about his work.
You know, it's funny. Without the number 42 being worn by everybody, a lot of people would not understand it. They'd say, oh, it's a moment that we're going to say pay tribute to somebody. But everyone who in the clubhouse puts on 42, they have to say why. And if they don't know, you tell them.
Yeah, you know, wear that number with pride because that guy worked so hard. That guy gave opportunity to everyone, Afro-American and Latin players, to play in the big leagues, be in the baseball. Right now, one day we're going to wear number 24, this is Willie Mays. One day we're going to wear number 44, Willie McCovey. Those guys means a lot for the baseball community. And, they do a lot. Wear 42 right now is what pride for me.
And maybe one day 48.
I don't think it's about that, but you know, you never know.
Pablo, thanks as always.
Thank you.
It's great having Tony Watson with us. We do this every home Friday. Jackie Robinson Day is Monday. You guys will be on the plane to Washington. We'll celebrate on my show on Sunday. But number 42 is worn by everybody, so maybe get your thoughts on Jackie and also wearing that jersey.
Well, wearing the jersey is a special honor. I mean, it's one of the best days of the year in baseball. Just the impact that Jackie Robinson had on not only a game of baseball, but in society. I mean, it's still going on today, and you know, the opportunities that he's created, you know, that are still going on for guys to play this game, and people in society as well, to have equal opportunity is just tremendous, and a special honor to be representing the 42, and always a special day to go out there and you know, have fun. You know, everybody's wearing 42, and it's really, really cool. It's really special. I remember the first time we all wore it, it's one of my family members texted me asking, how can I get your 42 jersey? And I was like, I don't think that they'll be auctioning those off. I don't think that we'll be getting those just to hand me down. But yeah, it's a special day, not only for us, but the people watching as well. I mean, it means a lot, and the impact that he had on not only baseball players, but you know, everybody in life in general.
Yeah, well said. I was going to ask you that. Do you have any of the jerseys, the 42s?
I do have a few from Pittsburgh, and hopefully I'll get to, you know, keep one from San Francisco as well. So, yeah, it's a special, really, it's really a special day. And, you know, there's a lot of guys in this game that, you know, he created an avenue and an opportunity for them to go out there and showcase their talents. And you know, it's still impacting the game here in 2019.
Marty Lurie here, Will Smith. It's a very special day. It's Jackie Robinson Day. All of baseball celebrates it, and really the country celebrates it. Your thoughts?
I think it's awesome what he's done for the game. You know, to be the first African American to come over and be in the big leagues, it's incredible. It's paved the way for so many other ball players, and I think it's amazing.
When did you first learn about Jackie Robinson? If you think back to just being a kid, maybe learning about him?
I don't know. Maybe in school somewhere, you know, in PE or the sports section. That's a good question. I honestly don't really know. The first time I heard about him, it had to be on TV somewhere, watching the ESPN or something like that when I was little.
Well, you also get to put on the jersey 42, and I think a lot of people don't know Jackie Robinson, and you know, you have special days at the ballpark all the time. But when you have to put on his jersey, even if you don't know who he is, you'd say, hey, who is this? Why am I putting on the jersey?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be a special guy for somebody, for all of us to wear the same number that day. So we all wear 42 that day. It means a lot. The movie was incredible. If you don't know who he is, go watch the movie. Look up some stuff, read some stuff on him. He was an incredible athlete, incredible ball player. And so it's really special to be able to wear his number. You know, it's retired all throughout baseball, too. And for one day, we get to wear it.
You know, numbers are important in baseball. You're number 13. How the heck did that happen?
It got passed down to me in high school. I was a freshman. The senior at the time was Josh Copeland, and he was the stud, the guy that everybody wanted to be like. And we were actually riding to our coach's house to have like a little pool party, team party kind of get together. And they told me on the way there, you know, when I leave, I want to give you my number and all this stuff and yada yada yada. It was pretty special to have that number.
Well, and you got it as a Giant. How'd that happen?
I asked AD if I could have it. Well, first I got traded. We were in San Diego, and I immediately pulled up the roster, and I saw a guy had it. So I texted Brad Grimes. I was like, hey, is there any way, if this guy's willing to trade, I'll be more than happy to pay for it and get it. So I came over. He was willing, nice enough to give it to me, and I asked him what he wanted. It took him a while to finally tell me, and I asked Gregor Blanco if he would go ask him what he wants, and finally Blanco came up to me and goes, you know, he wants an iPad. I was like, okay, done. I'll get him an iPad for my number. So that's what it was. I traded him an iPad and a keyboard for 13.
Great stories of numbers in baseball, special numbers. Jackie Robinson's 42, Will Smith 13, and he got it from Ere Adrianza. How about that? Will, thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader. All right, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for baseball. Boy, April 15th, a very special day, the celebration of the day that Jackie Robinson played for the Brooklyn Dodgers and Steven Duggar, a very important day in baseball and in history.
Yeah, to say the least. He definitely opened the door for so many great players in this game, past and present. A lot to be thankful for on that day, and just a day to remember the contribution that he made not only to the game but in society as well.
Well, it'd be your first day to do it, and you get to wear number 42. Everybody gets to wear 42.
Yeah, again, it'll be an incredible day, for so many of, the teammates that we have here and across the league and guys that you've come up with. And it'll be a lot of fun, for sure, going out there and playing.
Well, the great story of Pee Wee Reese, the captain of the Dodgers. Of course, Jackie was in Cincinnati. And, you know Cincinnati, the way it is near Louisville. And we know what Cincinnati could be like. And they were all over him. Death threats, the FBI got all the letters and all that. And was Jackie going to play in Cincinnati? And Pee Wee put his arm around Jackie and said, Jackie, we're all going to wear 42 so they won't know who you are.
Yeah, incredible. Obviously, the movie depicts a lot of it. What an incredible movie that is. That's just a testament to the kind of player that he was and the teammates that he had around him. It's just obviously unfortunate that racism and things like that still are among us today. Again, I'm excited for the opportunity to hopefully take the field and try to just be there for all my teammates and enjoy the day, for sure.
Well said, Stephen. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Marty.
All right. More coming up, KMBR 680. All right, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, as we talk about Jackie Robinson, joined by Trevor Gott. Boy, Jackie Robinson's social history and baseball came together.
Yeah, I mean, Jackie Robinson meant a lot to this game, and a lot of people got to play it. Not only baseball, but I think he does give scholarships, his foundation, and he was a big part of Major League Baseball and where it's at today, but also the country and the civil rights movement and all that stuff. So,
yeah, an amazing time in the country after World War II. I mean, well before you were born. But when did you first hear of Jackie Robinson, maybe as a baseball player, as a man of social change?
Obviously, I think anybody that plays baseball from T-ball, 4 or 5, whenever you start playing, I think Jackie Robinson's one of the names that comes up first. I heard of Jackie Robinson probably when I was 4 years old playing T-ball, 5 years old, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Very good. And you get to wear number 42.
Yeah, I actually haven't had the honor to wear 42 in the big leagues, so I'm looking forward to that. That'll be an honor.
Yeah. Very good. Trev, great to have you on. Always a pleasure.
Of course. Thanks, Marty.
Very good. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.